USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The stock market tumbled Monday amid fears that a resurgence of COVID cases would slow down the economic recovery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 725 points to close down 2.1%, dropping 946 points at its lowest during the session before slightly recovering. The S&P 500 closed the day down 1.6%, and the Nasdaq lost 1.1% to post its fifth straight day of losses. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has made his choices to sit on the special House committee created to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Politico reporting that the six Republicans that will sit on the committee are Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. They'll join the eight representatives selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, to sit on the investigatory committee that will hold its first hearing on July 27th. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The first group of Afghan nationals who served the United States as interpreters and translators will be temporarily housed at Fort Lee in Virginia. John Clements has more from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The Afghans are in fear of retribution from the Taliban that continue to make gains across wide sections of Afghanistan as the U.S. military finishes its withdrawal after a war that lasted 20 years. Retired Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said the Army base will serve as only the initial relocation site.
The plan right now is to use existing housing infrastructure at Fort Lee to take care of these folks. After looking at what we could do, Fort Lee seemed appropriate to be able to meet that initial request for this initial group to be able to house both individuals and families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A recent climate summit in Austria had backing from a Hollywood legend. Lance Pry has more.
The Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month enlisted former Hollywood A-lister and California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. He spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists seem to be trying to push. Give the people what they want and they won't care if it's a green vehicle.
For years, electric vehicles were these little, tiny little things. They were weak. They had no power. I would never sit in one of those. Never. But now, they're making the powerful trucks electric. The current gasoline-powered Ford 150 goes from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 6.4 seconds. With the electric engine in it, it will go from 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds, almost 2 seconds faster. See, now we are talking. That's power. Big vehicles. That's what people like.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And at least six people were injured Monday in Plano, Texas, after a home explosion. Three people were hospitalized, but the extent of their injuries is not currently known. The Plano Fire Department says the cause of the explosion is also not yet known, but say the blast also damaged two nearby homes. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.